T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Big dilemma time. Should you date somebody at work? Yes or no? In your experience, you know, how does that work out for you? Mixing business with pleasure. We just heard Chelsea tell us that Lady Gaga announced that she's engaged with her agent. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Good morning to you. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Cecily from Riverside, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Cecily.
Ah, thank you, guys. I love you guys so much.
Oh, you're the best.
Cecily.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Cecily, do you recommend mixing business with pleasure? Has that worked out for you?
No, and I've done it 2 times, and both times it's terrible. It sounds like a good idea because you're spending so much time with that person, but once there's like one bump in the road, it gets super messy. There's unnecessary tension. People don't know how to mind their business at work. It's right. Just don't do it. Don't
so,
do it.
So when are you going to do it the third time?
No. Third time's not the charm.
Oh, we're supposed to trust you now that you learned your lesson?
I did. Two was enough for me.
What's a specific example of how it backfired?
The second time probably was the most recent time, and the guy we said we were going to date, and it was going to be low-key, and then it didn't work out, and then he told a few of our other coworkers that we're, like, on a very small team together, so everyone knew our business, and it was really uncomfortable for me because they'd be like, so you and this guy, and I was like, nope, I don't want to hear it, we don't need to talk about it, that's my personal stuff, and I confronted him on it, too, and he was like, well, I was just talking to my friends, and I was like, they don't need to know what goes on between you.
Yeah.
So I say no. Lady Gaga should not do that. I say don't marry him.
Well, you got to keep it a secret just because of all the weird interpersonal relationships. I remember I worked at a place in college, an engineering firm, and I was just kind of like an entry level, just data entry. And my friend, this girl that I went to school with, she worked with me. So we were like coworkers, same level. She started hooking up with the guy that supervised us.
Yeah, issues.
And it was hilarious to see when she was pissed at him. He would flat out go like, hey guys, could you mind doing this? And she'd just be like, no. And I was like, damn. You can see on his face, he wanted to be mad about it, but he knew he couldn't because he was getting trouble like on the backside at home too.
Double trouble.
Yeah.
They'll have a serious talk when they get home.
It's like when you used to get in trouble with your mom and then she'd say, wait till your dad gets home too. It's
oh,
like,
man.
Damn, double whammy. Cecily, we got a text from the 323. They want to know if you ever hooked up at work with your coworker.
Oh, no, that I won't do. I'm not that messy. I'm
crafty. Stuff. There you go.
But you thought about it, right?
Sure. Who doesn't think about it?
Love you, Cecily. Thank you for calling. Have a great week.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Cesar from Santa Clarita. Bro, do you recommend mixing business with pleasure?
Negative. Hey, don't. Where you eat, basically.
Okay, then there's that.
That's one way to look at love.
Exactly. Hey, man, if it hasn't worked out for you, that's how it feels.
Have you had a personal experience that's had gone south with a coworker?
No, not personally, but I've seen it a lot. Back in the day, I had a coworker just supervising a coworker. You know, they just decided to just, you know, do their thing. And went south, so it just got really weird at work, you know what I mean? And it just made the rest of the employees really uncomfortable.
Right.
It's like being around a relationship going south.
Yep.
Whether it's like your parents, like your friends, sucks. But at least you can like go to a different room. When it's at work, you're literally stuck in the middle of something like, hey, could you guys do this later? I need you to sign off on these things real quick.
Yeah. It's just awkward and you're there for 8 to 9 hours. You know what I'm saying? Just dealing with it.
Yeah,
at least you're getting
sure.
paid, but still, it sucks.
You know, I'm there, I'm going to work, not to, you know, I want to be comfortable, you know what I mean?
I feel you, Cesar. Thanks, man. Appreciate you calling in and keeping it 100, bro.
All right, guys. Hey, go Dodgers, baby.
Arriba los Dodgers! Let's go, bro. Later, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
I'm still stuck, man. Big win yesterday for the Dodgers. We're tied 2-2 in that series versus the Brewers. Game 5 today at 2 p.m. See you guys there. Dodgers actually giving out, not giving out, but selling $22 tickets, by the way.
They're giving out tickets for $22.
Yeah, it's really easy. What are our texts saying, Brian?
We got one from the 909. Kelly in Orange County said it worked out well for her. They have kids together. They've been together for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
We got one from the 951 that basically says, I had a relationship with someone that worked under me at work. It was on the DL. People started noticing pictures of us. Eventually, I had to be let go because I wouldn't fire her, and it was an HR violation in quid pro quo, which means this for that. So there is that part. There's that legal part.
Man, when kids are involved, I remember I worked at a radio station. I'm not going to mention names, but one of the co-hosts was dating like a street teamer, you know, promotion side. And then they ended up having a child together and whatnot. When it came time to paying child support because they broke up and he wasn't paying.
Whoops.
Oh, my gosh, yo. I mean, that drama made it on the air. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great content for the show, but.
You're like, keep doing it, but don't. yeah. And this one's hilarious from the 818. I say, go for it. I'm the product of an employee-boss relationship.
That's a funny perspective.
My parents have been married for over 37 years. My father said he loves getting bossed around by a strong woman, both at home and at work.
That's TMI.
He's got a fetish for that.
Yeah.
On that note, congrats.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.